Well, good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for joining us again today. I hope you're all keeping well. In this society of ours, we often greet each other with that question, are you well? Wellness itself has become something very much to the fore through social media and in the day and generation that we're living in. In the wake of COVID-19 and the pandemic and the lockdowns, there's been a lot of emphasis upon wellness, mental, emotional, physical, social, and environmental wellness. And a lot of things are encouraged: healthy eating, healthy living, healthy lifestyle choices, healthy relationships, and so it goes on. Everything to promote our own personal feeling of well-being. And that is something that is very much to the fore. For some people, it's all that really matters. Sometimes I think we get our priorities wrong. While it is good and right and proper to want to be physically and emotionally and mentally well, it's not the be-all and end-all. The most important thing is to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. But one area that society cares very little for is spiritual wellness. I believe that man primarily is a spiritual being. God made Adam from the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And sometimes we seek physical wellness, emotional wellness, mental wellness. We don't really find it the way we should or the way we hope to. And it's often because we neglect the wellness and the health of our souls. The Bible speaks in 2 Kings chapter 4 about the prophet of God, Elisha. He is introduced to a woman who's going through a tremendous trial in her life. Her young son has fallen ill and has subsequently died. And in 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse number 26, Elisha sends a message to this woman asking her, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, it is well. Now, on the surface, things did not appear to be well. But the wellness that she was thinking of was beyond circumstances, was beyond the external, was certainly not superficial, but the wellness that she was speaking about was a wellness that was spiritual, below the surface, that was deep and real and vibrant. Is it well with thee? Now, circumstantially, it was not well. Her heart was broken, but she had faith to believe in the God of heaven who would work all things out together for his glory and for her good. And she was able to answer the question, is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she was able to say, it is well. Horatio Spafford was a Chicago lawyer. 1873, he bade farewell to his wife and four daughters as they were crossing the Atlantic Ocean on a steamship. It was his purpose that whenever they would at last, God willing, arrive in England, he would meet them there. But tragically and sadly, midway across the Atlantic Ocean, the ship ran into difficulties and began to sink. Many people lost their lives. Horatio Spafford's wife was rescued. She sent her husband a telegram whenever she at last arrived in England, and he had heard about the terrible accident. And she sent a telegram with two words on it, saved alone. Mr. and Mrs. Spafford's four daughters died in the deep waters of the Atlantic Ocean. His heart was broken. At last he arrived in London and comforted his sorrowing wife as he himself grieved the passing of four daughters. Can you imagine how he must have felt? His friend D.L. Moody at that time was conducting a gospel campaign in the city of Edinburgh in Scotland. Whenever he heard that his friend, Mr. Spafford, had arrived from Chicago, his own city, he went down to London to meet him. And whenever he met him, he spoke to him and exchanged his condolences and his words of comfort. And Mr. Spafford was able to testify, "It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul." Mentally, he didn't perhaps feel too well. Emotionally, he didn't feel too well. Maybe even physically, he maybe felt weak. Circumstantially, things were not well for him or well with him. But spiritually, he was able to say, "It is well with my soul." He knew Christ as a Saviour. He knew that God the Father was still watching over him. And he knew the Spirit of God was still with him. And the promises of God would hold true. He went on to write that tremendous hymn, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, or sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." Later on in the hymn, "My sin, oh the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part but the whole, is nailed to his cross and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, oh my soul." So as we live in this wellness society, let's look beyond the externals. Let's get beyond the superficial. And I ask you today, are you well? Is it well with thee? What about your family? Is it well with them? Spiritually speaking, can you say, "It is well with my soul. I know my sins are forgiven. I know my soul is saved. I know that I've got a home in heaven." I trust today that if it is not well with you spiritually, that you'll come to Christ and give your heart and life to him. God bless you, and see you again next time.